Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Celebrate Him who came from.
take the stage, Lord, and have your way. I'm just a vessel and nothing more. And when you're done,
invalid
option, take the glory. I'm satisfied just to see you glorified. Take the stage, Lord, and have your way. I'm your vessel, Lord, and nothing more. And when you're done, please take the glory. I'm satisfied to see you glorified. Oh, dear Lord, I ask you to take your place. Sing through me, speak through me, blow through me, and preach through me, that your name be glorified, that the name of Jesus alone be lifted high.
Come on. There was darkness upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. The Spirit of God, there is Ruach Elohim. He's the blast of God. He's the breath of God. He's the wind of God. The Lord is that Spirit. He is God, Ruach Elohim. And we welcome him here.
Spirit of the living God.
Hey,
Ruach. God Almighty. God, all by yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless and welcome each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice, hallelujah, and be glad in it. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you, Abba Father. We honor you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We exalt your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. The name above every name. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for our families. We thank you for each and every one under the sound of our voice, those that are listening now, and those that will listen at another time. Oh, God, how great is our God. We bless your name. You are greater than great. Oh, God, there's no one greater than you. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, we exalt your name. And so, Lord, we praise your name. And so, Lord, we magnify you. We lift the name of Jesus, the name above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. Hallelujah. We bless you, oh God. Oh, Father, it's just so good to be in your presence. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. We thank you for the breath that we breathe that is yours. Hallelujah. We've come to praise you. We've come to worship you. We've come to exalt your name. We've come to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the name above every other name, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. How great is our God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. When the enemy comes in like a flood, you raise up a standard. We thank you for your goodness, your grace, your love. Oh, God, we don't deserve it, but because of your love, hallelujah, you release that grace upon our lives, upon the lives of our children, upon the lives of our grandchildren, upon the lives of our spouses, our siblings, our nieces, our nephews, upon the lives of every one of us. Oh, God, your grace and mercy. And so we just want to say thank you. We come to thy throne of grace this morning and we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin, of omission. And O God, and commission, be merciful unto us. We repent of every sin we have committed. In thoughts, in words, in deeds, sometimes we do things we're not even aware of. We ask you for mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, mercy, mercy, mercy. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our nieces, our nephews. Lord, have mercy upon our siblings. Have mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Be merciful unto us, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood, 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 the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies In the blood of Jesus, we took our dwelling places. In the blood of Jesus, we took our children. In the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren. In the blood of Jesus, we took this day. In the blood of Jesus, we took our spouses, our nieces, our nephews. Oh God, in the blood of Jesus, each and every one of us, cover us in your blood. We took every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies, in the blood of Jesus, our dwelling places, our workplaces, in the blood of Jesus, our transportation, in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, I lift up Denise this morning in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, I speak healing to her body in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, she is here. I release the blood of Jesus upon every cell in her body in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Father God, I speak healing. In the name of Jesus, spiritual healing also, oh God, emotional healing, and most importantly, heal her, oh God, heal her physically, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let her not be weary, oh God. Let her not be tired, O God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen her, O God. Breathe on her, O God. Breathe on her, O God. O God, intervene in every area of her life, O God. Intervene in her life emotionally, O God. Intervene in her life physically. Intervene financially. Intervene, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Have your way, O God. Take away that stress, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, as she prays, take away her burden, O God. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you, O God. We bless your name, O God. We praise you, O God. And I pray, O God, that even her mother will lift her up and call her and pray with her, O God. Release the anointing, O God, in the name of Jesus. You place her in my in the name of Jesus. O God, it's so good when you put us on your mind. Oh God, I lift up Reverend Cooper, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Reverend Williams, oh God. We pray healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of Jesus. There is a bomb in Gilead. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, Holy Spirit, thank you for bringing names and people to remembrance. It is only you, oh God, that you have us on your mind. Oh God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the season, this new season, this a season. Oh God, thank you, this crucial season in the life of. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. Adore you, O God. And we pray for everyone that's not doing feeling well. We pray for healing this morning in the name of Jesus. Cover everyone in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing Denise.
Uriya masandiriya kuriya sitiriya kuriya masi. Uriya kaya mokuya nikiya nasi. I pray, O God, for mothers, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, O God, for sister and his mother, O God. I pray for Mariama's mother, O God, in the name of Jesus. Uriya masandiriya kuruma sitiriya kuriya. I pray for Apostle Cynthia's sister, O God. Healing, O God. Oh, release their healing anointing in the name of Jesus. O God. Healing for Muhammad in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, break every chain, every yoke of infirmity. We uproot that in spirit of infirmity. We, oh God, by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. Make us whole. In the name of Jesus, we are grateful, O God, to you. In the name of Jesus, the thief cometh to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for healing Pastor Young in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing Mariama's mom in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Ramasandiriya Kurumusu Turiaka. You Lord. Hallelujah, Ramasandiriya Kuria Masandiriya. Yeah, Lord. We thank you for healing relationships. In the name of Jesus. Family relationships. Friends relationships. Oh God, we thank you for healing in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in the name of Jesus. We surrender this service completely and totally to you. Have your way, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in the name of Jesus. Uriya masandiriya kuruma sitiriya kum. Ye kuruma sitiriya kuruma sitiriya kuruma sit. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your goodness. Hallelujah. We bless your name, oh God. We thank you for the fresh oil, the fresh anointing. I release the anointing of favor upon each and every one in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Prosper the works of our hands. Bless each and every one in a special way. We thank you. We bless you. Praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Hallelujah. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. There's so many. Valley of the shadow of death, many of us have walked through that. And some of us are still walking through that. We don't even know when we're walking through the valley. Because thank God for his grace. Amen. Because of his grace, sometimes God will not let us see the kind of danger we're in. God will not let us see. He closes our eyes. He doesn't let us feel it and see it. And he leads us. Hallelujah. And so we need to be grateful to him for what he does. Hallelujah. Because let me say something to you. He empowers you. There's an anointing that takes you through the valley of the shadow of death.
Hallelujah. That even when things are happening, you don't even know. And sometimes you wonder, why I'm not alarmed? Why am I acting this way? Because of his grace. Because of his grace. You don't even know it. It's like like a child is in danger. And the child is about to touch this hot stove, about to go, and the mother or father come and takes the child before the child can put their hand, and the child thought it was just a pretty orange color. The child didn't know, and the mother or father takes the child as a baby, don't know. And the mother and father, so sometimes we about to touch this hot stove. Sometimes the enemy is around us. And we don't even know about to strike. And we don't even know. But God comes in and protects us and intervenes and destroys the plans and works of the enemy against our lives. That's why they say, in everything give thanks, for it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. That's all we should be thankful, because there are so many things we don't know that happens in the spiritual realm. There's so many things we don't know. There have been sometimes you sit there with your best friend and you don't know that best friend has a dagger to destroy you. But God's intervened. You sit there with your family. You don't know what they're about to do. You sit there with your friends. You don't know what they're doing. But God intervened. And then they wonder. Sometimes you eat it. Food with poison and different things that you never knew. They put something for you to step on to die, and you never knew. And they release a spell upon you, and you never knew. But God intervened. Hallelujah. He intervened for us. God is a covenant-keeping God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I know even right now as I'm here, he covers me. He covers my children. He covers my grandchildren. He covers my husband. He covers you all. And that's why we got to be grateful. Because sometimes we say all these problems, but it could have been worse. But he stepped in. He sent his angels. Hallelujah. Just call on his name. He protects you. Hallelujah. He protected you even before you became a Christian. Even before you dedicated your whole life for him, he kept on protecting you. And now that you're in a covenant relationship, what do you think he'll do more and more for you? Hallelujah. So this morning, we're going to open the line. If you have a testimony, hallelujah. And if you're on the prayer line and you have a testimony, text me so I can open the line for you. If you're on the radio, you have a testimony. I don't know how we can have. Press one. Press one and they keep it. Let's tell the goodness of God. Hallelujah. What he's done for us. What has the Lord done for you? Testify of his goodness. The more we testify of what he's done, that means we show him we appreciate. You know, when you get a gift for your child and the child always appreciates it, thank you. You want to do more and make that praise and thanksgiving. Oh, at least this child, when I gave this child this, they appreciate it. And so you will want to buy more and want to do more. What do you think about God? When you tell others about the goodness of God. So if you're here and you have a testimony, please press 1 on your keypad. Hallelujah. If you're not on the prayer line, if you're on the prayer line, just text me and say, Apostle, I want to give a testimony. I'm looking at my phone. If you want to give a testimony, you can press 1 on your. If you're on the radio, press 1. And if you're on the prayer line, text me. My number is 919-931-3716, and I will open the line for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's anyone with a testimony? Wow. Amen. Thank you. Amen, Marie.
To God be the glory. This prophetess Barry, just joining you all on this morning. I just thank God on this morning that he brought me, my daughter, and my grandbaby through COVID-19 yet again. And I'm just praising God and thanking him, you know, because I had it before when it first came out really bad. And then I caught it several other times and caught it again. And I'm just thanking God that, you know, I'm still here. My daughter's still here. My granddaughter's still here. And I'm just praising God. I'm just praising God. And I count it all joy because if it had not been for him, I don't know where would we be right now. But I thank God that he brought us through it. He brought us out of it. And we're doing much better than, you know, than 2, 4, 5 days ago.
Wow. Hallelujah. We praise God. I'm going to say a word of prayer, thanksgiving for you and your daughter and your granddaughter, prophetess. Let me pray. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just bless you, oh God, and thank you. Father God, that you step in for this family, for Providence and her daughter and her granddaughter, oh God. Oh, Father, we thank you for the healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, it's only you. You get the glory. You get the honor. She is your daughter. She's your servant. She's your prophetess, oh God. She's in a covenant relationship with you, Lord, and you are a covenant-keeping God, and the enemy came against her, oh, and her family. You raised up a standard. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, for healing. We thank you for complete healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We bless your name, oh God. And Lord, we pray that if there's any other thing that she needs, or her daughter needs, or her family needs, her grandson, Lord, provide according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Father God, bless the work of her hands, oh God. We thank you for the new season that her ministry is in the name of Jesus. We thank you for enlarging her territory. We thank you for expansion. We thank you for overflow of financial blessing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, there's nothing too hard for you to do. You are God, and you're God all by yourself, oh God. And so, Lord, we thank you for intervening, oh God. We thank you for the fruitfulness of the ministry, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard what you have prepared to do for this minister, for this prophet, and for our family. In the name of Jesus, she is the head and not the tail. She's above and not beneath, oh God. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. We bless your name. Oh, God, that you have no wants, oh, God, because you will provide exceedingly, abundantly, oh, God. You will make a way where there seems to be no way. We thank you for creative ideas. We thank you for support for our ministry, oh, God. We thank you for planting seeds, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that she has said this seeds. We thank you for the germination of the seeds. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, that you glorifying yourself through her. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you honor, oh, God. Enough is enough. This is your child. Hallelujah. She's your covenant child. Covenant daughter. She's the king's daughter. And so we thank you for your goodness in her life, in her ministry. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Is there anyone else? Hallelujah. When we think about the goodness, don't hide what the Lord has done for me. I cannot say. You need to speak up and say, oh, God has been good. He is good to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The more we say it, the more we express it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Conference unmuted.
Is there anybody on the prayer line? Because we have the prayer line going. You can go ahead and just say something. Yes. Go ahead. I open the line. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Mariama.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I want to just bless God this morning. I want to say thank you to God for his grace, for his mercy, for his goodness towards my life. It's not because I'm good or righteous, but because of his greatness and goodness and our life. I just want to give God praise. I want to give God praise for Apostle and her family. I want to thank God, thank you for this prayer. And so many things have been happening to me, good, bad, but I'm able to say, God, thank you, because he's still getting alive and I'm still breathing the breath of my nursery. I just want to praise him, because every day he's doing wonders in my life. So I just want to bless God for this day. I just want to bless God because he's great, he's wonderful. I want to thank you for my family. I want to thank you for my children, my grandchildren. I just want to bless God for the breath. I just want to tell God, thank you for a apostle every day when she's awake, because she's praying for us. Just the prayer alone, I just want to bless God for her. I want to tell God, thank you. You know, I've been sick for the first time, but I never gave up because God did not give up on me.
Amen.
So I just want to bless God that I can be able to use my hand again.
Almost
like 5 months, 6 months, I couldn't even wash my own panty because of my hand. It says shingle. But today, I'm so blessed. I'm so grateful to God. I can use my hand again. I can work again. So I just want to bless God for so many things. I just want to thank you for even the job you have given me. I just want to bless him. But don't praise him. I will be ungrateful to him. I just want to bless God for my life, my family life. I can always tell people, I say, stop and take action, only pray down. The apostle can always teach us, pray for us. Don't be discouraged. Encourage yourself. So whenever I put myself in situation, I always encourage myself in God. So I just want to bless God that with all my ups and downs, I'm still alive, I'm still breathing. I don't know how to express it, but I just want to bless God. I want to tell God, thank you for each and every one of us for your prayers. Pray for me, and I do the same in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Father, we bless you for this testimony. We know how I personally know what you've been through, oh God, with this hand, oh God. Father God, amen. We thank you for restoring. We thank you for blessing her family, blessing her, oh God, bless her. We thank you for encouraging her. Even when she goes through these experiences, you are right there. We thank you for complete healing. Oh God, in the name, I hear the Lord say he's going to make you laugh. I keep hearing that he's going to make you laugh. He said he's going to release the anointing of laughter upon you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So there's something God is about to do great for you. He said, I'm going to
move. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. I receive it in the name of Jesus. I receive it, Lord.
Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for the anointing of laughter, oh God, in the name
thank
of Jesus, oh God.
It,
oh, Father God, you did that, oh God, when you gave Sarah Isaac, oh God. That was so impossible. She thought it was impossible, but when you stepped in, she received that promised child. Lord, we thank you for the anointing of joy, the anointing of laughter. Hallelujah, resting upon your daughter. Oh, Father, be manifested, activated, and manifested. We release this anointing not only upon her right now, Lord, even though you said for her, but we tap into her life, this anointing. Tap into it for ourselves. Tap into it. If you're on the prayer, if you're on the line, just tap into it so you can receive it yourself. When the Lord releases, he releases an over. Lord. Receive it for your children, Lord. I receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the testimony that will come through in the name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you for the anointing of laughter. Woo! Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Anyone else want to say something? If Pastor Young, if she's all she wants to say something, the line is open. Anybody else on the radio wants to say something, press 1 and keypad. I know sometimes people are at work. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I give God the glory and pomp to the praises. I give him adoration. Words are inadequate for me to even say thank you to him. If I have 10 million stones, it won't even be enough for me to praise him. And how much I want, this is unworthy to even praise him. But I thank him for what he's doing in my life, what he has done. Yes. Sometimes when I sit down, I say, Lord, tell me what I have done. Tell me, Papa God, if I have done anything which I have not confessed. But every time I ready to praise, I say, Lord, have mercy, for I am a sinner. My problem started since September. September when we went to bury my niece's husband. And my grandson, Susanna's son. He was clean and he dropped and fell off. But he was unconscious. We left, we came to the hospital with everything, the day x-ray, everything. He was blessed, nothing was broken on him. Going back home. And then from there again, I had a call. My grandson, Samuel White's son, in Liberia. He spoke to me that day. I said, okay. He wanted certain things. I said, okay. Let's pray. And he said, okay. When he got the line, less than 3 minutes, I will call back. And he was playing and he broke his arm. And I said, God, I'm not there and I don't have the money, but you there. And God went on. He did what he could do. While we were on that child issue, Zara went. He was going out, he said, Ma, come here, I will soon come back to go to work. I said, okay. And then he came back, I said, but what happened? I'm going to find a time where he came, so he went to work. And when I left, my sister called me. And she gave the news to me that his mother was involved in an accident. And I was there, I said, well, Papa God, I give it to you. You know what is going on. I don't know it. Later, she called. And she sent a picture of the car. Car was the young repair, the front seat. Another car jumped on it while they were packed. But God being a God, they have to open, force the door to open it to get her out and put her on the ambulance and take her to the hospital. Again, she had no fracture, one thing. The 30th of last month, I went to study right after the prayer night. I said, oh, my niece asked me to do something for her. And I ready to go downstairs, and I went. And I slipped, and I fell from upstairs all the way downstairs. And I opened my eyes, I said, God, where I am. I couldn't get up. I managed some kind of way. I got up. I went in the bathroom. My lips were cut, bleeding. I went in the kitchen. I go in with salt water. It stopped. I didn't know how to get up. I said, Donna King, she said, let's go to the hospital. We went to the hospital. They did my x-ray, every part on me, my head, my shoulder, my face, my back. The next day, they repeated the x-ray. They discovered that my ankle had a fracture. And I didn't even. They took me and brought me to rehab. Right now, as we speak, I'm in rehab. I say thank you to God for my life.
Amen.
I always say, Satan, you are defeated.
Amen.
You are defeated. God knows where he got my life.
Mm.
You don't know where he got it. He gave you the chance to play around my body, but not my soul. He will do it when he put my body when he ready to take it. Oh, you will not know. Master will not know.
Hallelujah.
And so I'm grateful to God that
thank you, Jesus.
Thank I'm lying on this bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I put on the phone every morning and listen to the word of God.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say this morning, but to say God, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Because my knee that was operated, the man told me it would take time. Because I buried something in your knee.
Mm.
And I fell. And I just hear in my both knees all hurting and this and that. But I said, thank God, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
There is a reason for which he keeps me alive.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Let's go for this prayer line. Many a time when I lie down, when I also pray for me sometimes, I can be facing him, tears running from my eyes. Sometimes I say, God, I'm not crying because I'm hurt. I'm not crying because I'm crying. You hear that tears of joy. Who am I to be a lifetime like this? But because of his grace, his mercy, his compassion, his love, I stay alive. So I thank God this morning for what he's doing in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I bless him. I glorify him. I magnify him. Precious name, I pray this morning.
Amen. 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 Father, we just thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. For Pastor Young. Oh, God, for Lord, you, every time the enemy step in, you just overpower. You just protect her,
mm-hmm.
protect her, her children, her grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God,
mm-hmm.
that, you cannot
mm-hmm.
touch them. Thank you, Lord. He couldn't even sneak up on her. He couldn't sneak up on her grandson. He couldn't sneak up on her daughter. Because, God, you are all-seeing, all-knowing. God, you knew the plan.
Yes.
And you stepped in to intervene, oh, God. You stepped in, oh, God. And we thank you, Lord. Father, we know there is nothing too hard for you to do. We thank you, Lord, in advance for healing their legs and healing their knee, oh God. We thank you that even in the rehab, she can praise your name, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for the mantle of prayers and intercession. Not only does she praise you for her family, but she prays for others fervently, oh God.
Oh,
Father God, we just bless you. She's a gem for the body of Christ. We praise your name, oh God. Father God, touch the knees, alleviate the pains, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and the extra fluid, oh God, remove it in the name of Jesus. Let the fluid come. Be the right fluid in the knee. Let there be a balance. Father of God, let there be a balance, a balance, a balance, a balance. I say, yeah, the Lord, balance the Father God. Let there be a balance, oh God. In the name of you, do the balancing. Father, sometimes the doctors don't see these things, but you keep telling me balance, balance, balance. Let there be a balance, oh God. In the name of Jesus, every error that may have been done, oh God, by man, you corrected, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You corrected in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God, the balance. And Father, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. Hallelujah. We pray, oh God, for any pressure, we ask you to intervene, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I don't know if you take, I see that potassium or calcium or potassium. Have they checked your level of potassium and your potassium levels? But whatever it is, you need to, even if it's natural, you know, through natural food, you can do it with banana. And calcium, I hear the Lord say you need more calcium in your diet. Yeah, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So you can get it naturally, you know, through food or, God, I don't know, you know, he said calcium and potassium. I guess, yeah, he said there's some fluid, I don't know, in that needs to balance up in the area of your leg, in your knee area. Hallelujah, that's not a balance. And if he's saying it, that means he's going to correct it. Hallelujah. Amen. He made your body. He knows every part of us that's not balanced. The doctors only know what they know, but God knows it all. Hallelujah. So we just ask you to for the balance here. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't know if you do electrolytes. I don't know. It's something where everything must be balanced. Yeah, electrolytes. Just make sure you're eating the proper, you know you're a nurse, so make sure you've got the proper nutrients. Okay, the proper nutrients. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, to replenish the body. God is speaking for potassium, speaking for calcium, he's speaking for electrolytes. In the name of Jesus, those are things you can, you know it. Hallelujah, because you are a nurse already, so you know about those things. But we just bless God for even giving us what's going on. Sometimes it's just a slight thing going on, you know? And we praise God in the name of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus into your home. We ask the Lord to send the holy angels to be with your children, your grandchildren, in the name of Jesus, not only in America, but in Liberia. Your siblings, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come against incidents and accidents, oh God. We cover everyone with the blood of Jesus. Say that the Lord rebuke you from this family. This family belongs to Jesus Christ. Pastor Young and her family in a covenant relationship with you. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for we invoke the covenant that is in the blood of Jesus over their lives. We thank you for being a wall of fire around them and the glory within. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, this morning for everyone under the sound of my voice. I know there are people who don't want to say anything, but that's okay. That's okay. Because, Lord, they might not say it out in the public, but they're right now, they're praising you and thanking you. And so we join them in praising and thanking you. Some of them are at work. We join them too to praise and thank you for the goodness, you Lord. We bless your name in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you for our children and our family members. We just thank you for everything in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thou is the kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Prophet. God bless you. God bless every one of you on the sound of our voice. Have a wonderful and blessed week. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.